Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody, waiting on Dave Burton to call in. One second here. I'm about to call him. One second. I hate when people don't answer the phone, man. What's the point of having the phone? You're not going to pick up the phone. Anyway, we are less than a week away, I believe. We're a while away from the Royal Rumble, the end of the month. And a second here, let me get. I'm gonna get my people straight. One second. Royal Rumble is the end of the month here. And I'm still going on my pick. I'm still picking Keith Lee to win it all at the 2021, excuse me, Royal Rumble. I'm going to call David Burton 1 second and hopefully pick up the doggone phone. Let's see if we can get people to answer the phone around here, shall we?
Hello?
All right, about time. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right, we are with live, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Burton is finally in the house. All right, before we get started, got some business to take care of, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind, David?
This Drew McIntyre announcing he has COVID. That's a big shock.
Yeah, that was last Monday. He has COVID. We wish him all the best. Hopefully, he'll be getting set together in time for the Rumble.
I was thinking about that. There's a chance that match may not even happen.
Say again?
No, I was saying there's a slight chance that match may not even happen.
Well, Goldberg's not going to accept the. Like I said, he's not going to accept the. But you just hand it to him. But I know Goldberg, he's not going to just accept you hand it to him. He wants to earn it. So they're going to, I don't know what they're going to do. That's going to be interesting to find out here.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I know there's a little something else going on. So what's happening here?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I found this out earlier today. I want to welcome some new folks along on our pro platform here. We got some new listeners in Germany, in Canada. We had Canada, in Germany, and Saudi Arabia. Much love to you. Welcome aboard here. I hope you guys awesome. Enjoy.
That is awesome.
We've been had Canada. I'm just discovering Saudi and Germany.
Hmm.
Got 9.94% listeners in Germany, 1.10% in Saudi, of course, United States, 66%. And the UK, we got 16.82%.
That's pretty damn impressive. And we have We have, of course, this Wednesday night, we have both AEW tonight and WWE NXT coming on tonight.
Hope you guys enjoy the both programmers. Rumble. Those of you not familiar, well, by now you should be familiar.
It's Sunday.
If you're not, it's not works. Two guys start the match. Every 90 seconds, somebody comes in the ring. You have until then. You got to the whole night to throw some over the top rope. Both feet touch the floor. The last person to stand in the ring fills up is your winner, and he gets a title shot at WrestleMania.
Absolutely.
And despite
not just the men's, but the women's as well.
Yes, sir. Despite all this for the men's match, despite everything, I'm still picking Keith Lee.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past he's in the match. And he ends up winning.
Mm-hmm. So despite everything, I'm picking Keith Lee. Because you need stamina. You got to have stamina to be in this match. This match is going to require you to be fresh. Because you're going to be exhausted until you're on the top rope or until you win the match. So now, I recommend friendships don't bring home the paycheck. So
sure.
Remember somebody. Screw that. You're going over the top rope. Both of you going to touch the floor. We'll make over a cold beer later.
True.
Yeah. Like, I check being anybody's friend brought home the money. That's a my check. Unless your friends are the boss. And that's not possible. Anyway. So that's my advice to those who participate in the Rumble. Friendships be down. Relationships be down. If you're brothers with somebody. Friends with somebody, acquaintances, all that be down. Last person standing gets title shot at WrestleMania and is worth all of that.
Only one person can win.
Now, word on the street. A lot of people are considering the possibility of for the women's match, maybe, just maybe, Becky Lynch. I doubt that.
It'll be their second hard-to-kill pay-per-view. The big main event is the Impact Tag Team Champions. Gallows and Anderson will team with AEW World Champion Kenny Omega to face Motor City Machine Guns in the Impact World Heavyweight Championship.
How you got? What you talking about?
I'm talking about Hard to Kill. Impact.
I'm Becky Lynch.
No, this Sunday. Pay per view.
Well, speaking of Becky, I thought about Becky. How word on the street, she might be considering. She might be one of the interests in the match. I doubt that.
I heard that.
She just had a kid not too long ago. So, you know, somebody
be home lost with the baby. Actually.
Yeah. Somebody be home with the baby, so I highly doubt that. We ain't seen Seth in a while. So I doubt that. But as far as Hard to Kill goes, yes, you're right. This Saturday. And I do believe we have the solution to those tag team tournament, the women's now championships. It's going to be Kiera Hogan and it's going to be Tasha Steelz versus Havoc and Nevaeh.
Yeah, the finals of the Impact Women's Tag Team Championship Tournament.
Manic will take on Chris Bay and Rohit Raju. And a triple threat match of the Exhibition Championship. My Facebook buddy on Facebook, Deanna Perozzo, how you doing? Take on Tyler Valkyrie for the Knockouts Championship. We're going to go old school a little bit. I don't know what that means. Eric Young, Deaner, and Joe Doring. Cousin Jake, Rhino, and Tommy Dreamer. Interesting. Forget the ropes. We're going to have to place the ropes with barbed wire. That's right. Barbed wire. Eddie Edwards. Sammy Callahan, your barbed wire match. I'll come back to that in just a second. The Karate Man. What the hell is that? We'll take on Ethan.
I was about to say the same thing.
Okay, that's interesting.
Ethan Page versus the Karate Man.
Who the hell is the Karate Man? Let me see. Hang on a second here. Okay. I don't know. I'm reading this from Wikipedia, by the way. So somebody might mess with this. So I don't know what the hell going on with that. What in the world? Okay, I'm reading this from Wikipedia. So somebody probably mess with this page.
Okay.
So we're gonna leave that off the card. Somebody probably mess with Wikipedia page. Rosemary and Crazy Steve take on Tania Dashwood and Kayla with a K. In an intergender tag match. Now back to Eddie Edwards and Sammy McCallion. Forget the ropes, man. Forget the rules. Get the ropes. It's going to be a classic barbed wire match with the ropes replaced with barbed wire. My suggestion, keep it in the middle of the ring.
That's going to be hard to stay in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, unless you want stitches. You know.
You gotta do your best to avoid coming in contact with the barbed wire, which is not an easy thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
As we've seen with barbed wire matches in the past.
People know best for that is ECW. Impact did a couple of them, but the best ones are ECW, the original ECW.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm pretty sure the Love Child ECW, LZW, I believe, where Dean Ambrose is from. I'm pretty sure.
CZW.
CZW, there it is.
CZW.
Is it just me or that's the Love Child of ECW?
It could be.
I'm pretty sure. Every time I think of that, they probably got theirs from ECW. CZW. Interesting.
Well, very sure interesting.
This should be interesting right here. This whole preview should be good. Saturday night, we have a new commentary team. D'Lo Brown and
the Dust Rolls tag team tournament starts tonight. And we're also going to have a Dust Rolls tag team tournament for the females.
Mm-hmm. I congratulate the new Impact. I don't see it.
You were about to say something.
All right. I want to congratulate the new commentary team of Impact Wrestling, Matt Stryker and D'Lo Brown.
Wow, interesting. That should be an interesting pair.
Yeah, I'm sitting down with the Brown. Congratulations, D'Lo. Matt Stryker, I like his commentary. Makes you think a little bit.
I like Matt Stryker on commentary.
Mm-hmm. She did. Now, you talk about the Dusty Rhodes tournament, I believe.
Yes.
What about
the Dusty Rhodes tag team tournament, which will start tonight.
Mm-hmm. Now, back in the day, if I'm not mistaken, the winners of those tournaments, you not only get the trophy, they get a tag team title shot.
Yes, that's true. That's the rule of it.
So now they get the nice, beautiful trophy. They get a title shot for the tag team titles. I'm looking forward to TakeOver. And it should be interesting right there. All together, this Royal Rumble in the month, Hard to Kill, this Saturday, should be good.
I will be interested to see how that turns out.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a very quick break. Brought to you by, I forgot where my thing is right here. Oh, by the way, this ain't your granny's drink. You ever heard Not Twisted T. I got my own foster's name. That's messed up. But anyway, it ain't your granny's drink. Check this out.
I'm not your grandma. I don't send you birthday cards with a check for $5.
I don't wear 12 layers of clothes in July.
And I don't drink your grandma's ginger ale. I drink Canada Dry Bold Ginger.
With an extra kick of real ginger taste
that would blow the tennis balls off your grandma's walker.
I drink it while I soak.
While I game. While I take your money.
Mm-hmm.
New Canada Dry Bold Ginger. Not your grandma's ginger ale.
So sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot the name of the sponsors. Grandma is ginger ale. The Bold Ginger Ale. Check it out. Auntie Granny's drink. David, man, what is your opinion altogether nowadays of Impact Wrestling?
Impact Wrestling, big pay-per-view. We have the Dusty Rose Tag Team Tournament. We have whatever going on in the world of AEW. And plus, New Japan Pro Wrestling will be coming to the U.S. for a TV show pretty soon. So that should be interesting. I mean, they've had some...
No, say again. Oh, y'all, man, come on now. We got technical difficulties all together, man. Y'all, we're going to try this again. Hang on a second here. Technical difficulties up the butthole today, bruh.
Hello?
Alright. Sorry about that. We had technical problems as always. But you was talking about your opinion of Impact Wrestling altogether. What's your opinion nowadays?
They need to recover from that whole murder mystery and Tessa Blanchard fiasco. If they can do that, which I don't know how, then they can somehow manage to survive because they've been surviving for almost 20 years. And there was a point where they were doing well, but once they did those two things, that messed it up. So it's going to take a while, but we got to see what's going to happen. So that's my opinion.
You know, they were doing all right until they started borrowing pages from WWE with these dramatic matches, the cinema matches. That's what kills y'all. Like, that's not stay in your lane, man, you know? In my opinion, they always borrow chapters from WWE. For example, Feast of Fire.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Feast of the Fire is Money in the Bank. Lockdown is Hell in the Cell. Slammiversary is WrestleMania.
Well, every company's got their own WrestleMania, but Ultimate X was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, Feast of the Fire.
The King of the Mountain was basically a reverse ladder match. That was cool.
That was a high miss. First of all, a ladder match, to win the match, you take the title off the thing. Theirs is reverse.
Yeah, that's what the King of the Mountain is.
Yeah, and the King of the Mountain.
But I like the King of the Mountain match. I just don't like the last couple of ones they had, but I do like the match.
I saw one small company. It was actually a funeral home that tried to have a wrestling company, and it was high miss and shut it down. Their casket matches were ridiculous. A casket match to win the match. Put your point in the casket, close to the lid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their match, the loser gets in the casket.
That don't make sense.
Exactly. So, that was the first and the last time a funeral home should decide to have. Why don't we have a wrestling company as well? Hell to the no. No, don't do that. No. No. So, I don't know the name of these people. They had a funeral home as well as the rest of the company. This was back in, it was a while ago. It's like, anytime between 07 to 09, I want to say. I can't remember the name of these people here. Let me see right here. I've got the name of these people.
Pretty interesting.
It was called Wrestling with Death, the show.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. That was really dumb as hell. Wrestling with Death. Anyway, they had one of their matches. They had a funeral home and the wrestling company. So, one of their matches, like I said, was a casket match. Where you put it in the casket. And it's ridiculous hot mess.
Everybody,
yeah, I don't get that. You know,
that sounds bad on paper.
Yeah, like I'm all for originality. I'm all for that, but some people should not have a business running a wrestling company. Dusty Rhodes had his own company for a while. That was Cup of Coffee. In other words, Cup of Coffee means a short time, so that didn't work out very well. You know, it was okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So, in my opinion, people should just stay in their lane. We're on the
screen. No, that would be something nobody should do, that match.
If anything, the goal should be to win the match, throw them in the casket, if anything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree.
That way you can just go ahead, push them in the back, open it later. But to do that is dangerous because to have the match, you lose goes in the casket, you lose a lot of air time. Like, literally, you're losing a lot of air in your lungs. Well, that match, how WWE does it, on your way out, you can just open the casket backstage and it's all good.
See, but that or they have a trap door and you're gone long before they get backstage.
Right.
I know the one time they actually had somebody that was physically in there, to the best of my knowledge, I know they had Warrior in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was really in there. Like, they had to, like, take him out on camera.
I remember that. It was, what was that, 90s, 80s?
Oh, The Undertaker. No, it was 91. That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that was when he shooted with The Undertaker. Yeah, he was really locked in there. Nowadays, they got like a trap door so they can leave, and there's nobody in there.
Yeah.
But before, they had to really unlock the damn casket.
Yes, sir, I remember that. I wasn't even born yet.
I was like, oh no, I am not doing this.
If there were matches you would refuse to work, what would those be?
Well, that's one of them. I wouldn't work that. I wouldn't work Hell in a Cell. I wouldn't work an Inferno match. Those matches I wouldn't work.
Interesting. Mine would be same thing. Mine would be Inferno. I wouldn't do Inferno. Wouldn't do Hell in a Cell. I wouldn't do I might do Elimination Chamber. I wouldn't do an Inferno match, Hell in a Cell. Anything with ball wire, I wouldn't work with Mick Foley because he's known to pull out the ball wire and thumb tacks and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't work with Mick Foley for that reason. I want traditional.
I don't blame you.
I would keep it traditional.
But I'm staying away from Mick Foley.
I'm saying with all due respect because that dude can go over the top when he has to.
Absolutely.
Mick Foley is a great human being, a great dude, but when it comes to wrestling, there is no limits with Mick Foley.
That's true. He's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Mick Foley is a super nice guy.
I was at Comic-Con, and at first I thought it was a wrestling event because I saw Mick Foley in the cart. So I went to Comic-Con, had a certain amount of money to spend. I went over to Mick Foley's area. I had no money for autograph or picture, and I'm in line with no money at all. This dude gonna cuss. I'm thinking in my mind, this dude gonna cuss me out. Mick Foley's gonna cuss me out for all these people. I got exactly my money. So I get up there.
Mick Foley, mm-hmm.
He's signing autographs all day, little or no break. So you know he's tired as hell. I'm like the last guy by his little area. Mind you, his mindset, all day signing autographs, taking pictures, maybe no break, maybe a little break. You don't know his reaction, you know. If you got the money, he probably going to be pissed off. Anyway, I walk up to him. This dude, how you doing, man? I see it. And I hand him money. I ask you a question. Anybody else would have cussed you out right there. What you mean, guys? Where the money at? I'm a signer all day. You got no money? Where the money at? I asked him a question. I've been watching him for years. He answered it, and it's a cool dude. I had a picture I took of it, but my phone died right there and there, and I lost the dang picture.
Damn, that sucks. I know how that feels from experience.
And then I'm going to my phone, and I'm like, oh, snap, I leave that picture. I'm like, dang. Mick Foley's a cool human being. He's a cool dude.
Oh, Mick Foley's a great guy.
So you ever get a chance to meet the dude, make worth your minutes. I'll tell you this, man. Let's talk about it. Let's get the other out the room. First of all, two things. I hate to be political, but we're going to have to do it here because that's what we're going for. We're going to address those that nobody else will on the podcast. Let's do it. You saw it. I saw it. The whole world saw it. These idiots stormed the Capitol, and they caused a whole lot of hell. You saw it. So earlier today, not too long ago, the House of Representatives, I hate to be political or arrest the trash, but it's on my mind, so I might as well address it. They have elected to impeach Donald John Trump.
Well, that's not new.
Are you all excited? Wait a minute. Senate got to jump on it, and they approve. We're going to take them in a trial and get this party out of here, and President Biden will take over. President Biden, Uncle Joe.
We supposed to take over.
Yeah, he's the president. He'll be the new president. I'm saying
they're just in a rush to get him out of office.
The damn right.
Which could come back to bite them on the ass. They need to chill.
We'll worry about that when we get there. Right now, we need to get this dude out of here. Like, let's have Biden.
That's twice he's been impeached.
Let's have Pence take over for a few days, then Inauguration Day, President Biden, and then boom, we'll worry about consequences when we get there. But Trump's got to go. He got to go. I ain't signed up for this.
Well, I want to get back to Drew McIntyre real quick. Because thinking about that, there's a chance he might not even compete at the Royal Rumble.
He might not. And knowing Goldberg, he will not take a title handed to him.
They're going to address the elephant in the room.
Yes, sir. They're not going to, I don't know how they're going to do this, but Goldberg's not going to just accept the title that's handed to him. He won't be.
No, they'll figure something out. I won't be surprised if they put the WWE title on the line in the Royal Rumble match again.
They could.
And the winner of the Royal Rumble becomes the champion. That would be the best logical thing to do if that was to happen to Drew. Because there's a chance that he might not even make the match.
And maybe if Goldberg is willing, face the winner of the match. So after you get the championship match, the next night, or the next night, or not the next night,
pay-per-view.
Yeah, pay-per-view maybe. The winner of that match, the new champion, faces Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
Yep.
But the powers that be won't listen to our little fans, so who are we kidding?
True. But it could happen. Who knows? But I wish him the best, and I hope he beats this thing. But, yeah, again, there's a chance he might not even make the match.
By the way, the 2020 Hall of Famers, we have not forgotten about them. We're going to assume we're going to combine them with 2021 Hall of Fame. It's going to be a long night.
That is true. A very long night.
So, basically...
But an interesting night at the same time.
Yes, sir. This year's Hall of Fame will merge with last year's Hall of Fame, and it's going to be a long night ceremony. So pack a lunch, and it's going to be a while.
Mm-hmm. Hell, even Vince is going to have to pack a lunch since it was his idea.
Now, for last year's Hall of Famers, we got JBL, we got Justin Liger. I believe that's how I pronounce it.
Jushin Thunder Liger.
Jushin Liger. We got Tori Wilson. No, that's here for that. We got the Bella Twins.
The Bellas.
We got the NWO, Hulk, the original NWO, mind you. Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, X-Pac, the original NWO. We got Batista. I'm missing somebody.
The Animal.
The
British Bulldog.
That's right.
And, of course, don't forget JBL.
I said it.
Oh. Oh, I didn't
hear JBL, the Bella Twins, the NWO, the original NWO, the British Bulldog, Jushin Liger.
And Batista.
So we got those Hall of Famers from last year. We're going to merge that class with this year's Hall of Fame. And it's going to be a long Hall of Fame ceremony. It might be live, might be fake. So it's going to be a while.
They should be announcing the first inductee in a couple of days.
We could just have be in the field somewhere and have everybody spaced out and then do that. But nah.
Who knows what they'll have planned.
So it might be virtual. It might be live. It might be taped. We don't know what's going to happen. But we've not forgotten about 2020 Hall of Famers.
No, we can't forget about them. They deserve their run in the sun, and they also to get one, but COVID messed it up, and they will get theirs.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't mind seeing Paul Heyman in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's definitely going in. I don't know when.
Yes, sir. At some
He's definitely going in.
At some point, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, those, I don't know when, but they're going in at some point.
Absolutely.
I hope I'll be old enough to see it. So, you know, I hope I live long enough to see that. I don't know when, but sometimes.
Even Randy Orton, I want to see his.
Well, sometime in this life, Randy Orton, Randy Orton, Undertaker, John Cena, Paul Heyman, who's not in the Hall of Fame, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Maybe another Guerrero, maybe.
Who?
Maybe another Guerrero.
Yeah.
Hector, Bando, whole family.
Well, I would go with his dad.
Gory?
Yeah, of course. Him in the Hall of Fame, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I definitely see that.
Absolutely.
I could definitely see Gory Guerrero in the Hall of Fame. By the way, see, I'm on the Guerrero thing. If you didn't know, remember the God of the Googer?
Yes, I know that story.
Yeah, that's Hector Guerrero.
That is true.
I didn't know that until years later. Has Hector Guerrero and the God of the Googer.
Mm-hmm. I was like, he was what?
Yes, sir.
I know he had an interesting night.
Yeah, man. They've been promoting the egg for months. It hatches. And no, now here's the thing, when it hatches, there's no cheering, no booing. You know you've got a problem here. When there's no cheering or no booing, you got a problem. Do something.
Yeah, the Undertaker told a story how he thought he was going to be the Gobbling Gooker. But man, when they told him he was going to be the Undertaker, he was relieved.
That's pretty much
it. I'd like Memphis and WCW to become this. Well, we got less than 20 minutes before Dynamite and NXT.
Yes, sir. Hope you guys enjoy. No matter what you're watching, whether it's NXT, whether it's Dynamite, enjoy. Wrestling is wrestling. I hope you guys have a great time watching it.
Absolutely. Take care, people, and good night.
Yes, sir. See you later, everybody.